And water is the knowledge to us. When I say to us, find me something different. I mean, go to the reminiscence of the Aztec culture. Go to China and find me these kind of mythology that the water is not the source of knowledge. It's always like that. There is a reason for that. Why is it so? Why always in all the stories, in all cultures, when they want to talk about knowledge, I give you this because Rumi will give you this at the end of book two. They will say, talk about this. Water is knowledge. Whenever we say water, we mean knowledge. Why? There is, I don't know if you know this guy, Jack Palance. A very ugly man. Yes, he physically looks brutal. And in my childhood, I used to see a lot of these action movies, French-made, aggressive movies, and in all of them, he plays the role of the bad guy. And he wished he could play the role of a good guy. But it doesn't work somehow. When we talk about, let's say we are talking about the story of David and Goliath. Remember that lovely story? Who could play the David? A handsome man should do it. A short one cannot do it, right? It's like that. Water can play knowledge. You know why? Now, there are a lot of reasons. I hope one day I will count them for you. If I can, there is a lot, because first of all, water is the base of life. Life lives in the water, in the water. You are out of the water because you carry the water in this bag, and you're 97% water. That is one. Water is everywhere. Everywhere in different shapes. Water is hanging in the sky like the cloud. Water is hidden beneath the earth. And it could come out as a source. The same thing goes with the knowledge. Knowledge is everywhere. It's hidden if you carefully look at it. Then, water has no shape. It will take the shape of the container. Knowledge has no shape. Knowledge, when it is in the head of Goebbels and Herring or Hitler, that's knowledge. It's in the head of Mussolini and it's in the head of Mahatma Gandhi. Both are knowledge, you see. And knowledge is coming from, water is coming from above and tries to go down. Knowledge has the same tendency. A knowledgeable person is excited to pass it on. And the main thing, no, I'm just kidding, there is no main thing. There are different things like this that will make it. But for me, the most interesting part of the water is if the water remains in one place, it will rot away. Knowledge is the same. Knowledge is not for keeping. Knowledge is for passing on. You see, this will make the water the best candidate to play the role of the knowledge in our stories. That's how it goes. So, when we are reading the story, we should look around that, how they say this story. What they bring in, and what do they mean. Here, he meant something. He said, first of all, this doctor is talking to the patient, but suddenly Rumi jumps out and will ask you a question. This is how the text goes. So we know that Rumi is present over there and suddenly will give us a hint like this. Listen, I talked about one little problem, huh? I said, I'm looking around to find some little thing here, you know. This physician is talking to a handmaiden and is saying, where are you from? And is close to you, or blah, blah. Maybe these things look small to you. Imagine one thorn in your feet. What will happen? And he chose the thorn specially for you, because you used the thorn. He said, imagine if her experience with the rose was the thorn, which is a part of the rose in the foot. See, that happens. It's very difficult to find it, isn't it? Now imagine it's in your heart, because that's this physician is finding out. Let's understand it. What is the problem of intelligence? Which one of you is the victim? Let's say you. Okay? What's your intelligence really? Is there one intelligence we could figure out and understand, yours? Or your intelligence is a very exceptional thing that depends where you were born and how you are cultivated? That's what your intelligence is, first of all. Belongs to somewhere else. So find out that your intelligence belongs to a city. Not only belongs to a city, belongs to a group of people. And who is closest to that? Because who knows what will happen to you if you have an uncle when you are 6 years old, and that uncle will tell you that these nonsense, stupid believers in nothing, they don't know the value of dollar power. What will happen to you? You could not listen, do something else. You could register this as the main characteristic of your intelligence in your mind. And it happens to you, not you decide what happened to you. Because when you're a child, you have an empty box carrying around, and everybody's trying to drop something in it. You will help them to pick up the trashes which are fallen here around. That's how we make our intelligence. Your intelligence, first of all, the problem of the intelligence is, you remember that you believe you are intelligence, right? And you believe that your intelligence belongs to you, which doesn't. Because it is handmade for you, and you know the process, how you arrived here. But you always believe that this is it and nothing else. That's wrong. There is something else. Let's find that something else. But before that, let's deal with this. You know why? Because this is still talking over there. Oh, even when I'm at the end of the last book, I'm aware that in all of you, mainly, it is still talking. Because that's a magical moment will help human being to be able to shut it down. If it is yours, you should be able to shut it down. And amazingly, it is yours. There is another part that is not yours. We'll come to that later. Now, let's go on with this sickness. He said there is this question for you, that if the thorn is in your heart, how could you find it? Answer that. Yes.
If every base fellow had seen the thorn in the heart, when would sorrows gain the upper hand over anyone?
Exactly. If happiness could be made like the pills, would there be any sorrow around? You're not happy? Take a happy pill. Happiness pill up. Or injection or whatever, or implantation or whatever. What is the problem of happiness? Happiness has nothing to do with intelligence. It's not made for that. You remember, intelligence was made to protect the life. And it has some feeling in it which we call satisfaction, not happiness. Animal could be satisfied, not happy. I know some of you will have problem with this, especially the fellows with animal lovers, they have problem with this because they imagine the human emotion in animals. We are not talking about those. Those are satisfaction, those are life feeling. We are talking beyond that. He said, remember, that thorn in the heart is very difficult to find. If it was possible to be found, there was no sorrow around. So believe that. Because a lot of people, they believe that happiness comes with satisfaction. Don't they? Oh, let's not go there. We will become the cliché. That famous cliché of people who believe that in having a lot, they will be happy. And they look around, they envy the people who have a lot and are not happy.